We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Time now for the Richmond Market Minute. We bring in our friend Mike Lavery from Wells Fargo Advisors. Mike, first of all, good morning.
Gary, good morning. Always a pleasure to hear you in the big chair.
Thank you, my man. Thank you, my man. So today we get Finance 101 from Mike Lavery, and that is this just in, and we've learned it this week. Stocks go up and stocks go down. Finance 101.
You guys have a great weekend.
Thank you very much. We saw earlier this week they went up. Yesterday they went down. Looks like they might be heading back up today, maybe.
Yeah, certainly looking like we want to erase yesterday's losses with a nice rally. Here I'm looking at Dow futures would be up well over 200%. I wouldn't get back, or I'm sorry, 200%. Well, that'd be pretty cool, 250 points. Certainly getting back most of the 1% loss, 300 points that the Dow had yesterday. And Gary, that rotation just remains fully intact right now. Sort of, I call it all the ponies are staying in the pen. If you think of the ponies as stocks, they're running from one side of the pen to the other, but so far everybody is behaving in a fairly orderly fashion here until we see some change in interest rates. I think that's going to continue. I know we're watching case count for coronavirus, and we should be. I know we're still wrangling over election outcomes and how that's going to transition power in Washington, or maybe it's going to mute power in Washington. But at the end of the day, what is driving stock prices still is largely how much money corporations are making, so corporate earnings, and what other alternatives you have to do with your money. Because if you are nervous about the stock market and you want to get in touch with your advisor and say, hey, Mr. Lavery, do me a favor, get me out of the stock market, I'm going to go, great, what is it you would like me to do with that money? And we all know that if you want to put it in the bank, you want to put it under the mattress, something of that nature, that's also fine, but you have to expect to get no return, maybe a slightly negative return on your money. And what you have to come to grips with, Gary, is that no or negative return has been around for a while, and there's a good likelihood it's going to be around for a long time. And I'm not talking days, weeks, months, quarters. I need people to get with the formulate the idea that that may be around for years. And so if you're going to get no return or very low return for years, maybe it's just better to accept the volatility in the stock market in the short run, knowing in the long run that you're going to do much better. And that's just the valuation people are having to wrestle with right now.
Obviously, is there anything we need to keep an eye on today in terms of announcements or anything like that?
We're going to get some PPI numbers, some inflation numbers. The only one I'm really going to do much ruminating over the weekend will be the University of Michigan sentiment indicators. We have seen a nice spike in consumer confidence numbers, but we have not seen the overall sentiment out there. So consumer confidence is just what it says as far as consumers spending money. But the sentiment overall for everybody has still remained muted. These numbers will be the first reaction we'll have after an election. So I'll be anxious to see those. And we can talk about those Monday morning once we've had a chance to go over.
Mike, considering the way the football season's gone so far, I can tell you what the University of Michigan sentiment is.
Hey, I'm an avid and ardent Hokie, and so I'm not feeling all that great after the last couple of weeks myself.
I don't doubt that. Yeah, I don't doubt that one bit. But you know what? There's always the next game. There's always the next game.
Absolutely, and we're going to have a beautiful weekend, hopefully, in the Commonwealth, and everybody's going to stay safe and well out there.
Your lips to God's ears, Mike. Absolutely.
There you
Thank
go,
you,
brother.
My man. That's Take Mike care. Lavery from Wells Fargo Advisors.
Investment product and services are offered through Wells Fargo Advisors. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name used by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC. Member SIPC. This is for informational purposes only. An individual risk tolerance and investment objective must be reviewed prior to making any specific recommendations.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.